All right, I'll call this meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order at 9:17 on, let me look, August 26th. I would ask Mr. Fleschman if he would open us with prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to do the work of the township, we just ask that you be with us today. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve in our public. Be with us this day. Amen.
Thank you. Let's say the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Robin, will you please give us a roll call?
Yes. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fleschman, would you like to go over the resolution?
Sure.
Well, first of all, I'll state that I support everything that the board did on Thursday, and I support you guys 100%.
Okay. So in our last meeting, which I forget the exact date, we were going to make a job title resolution, having the fiscal officer, Robin Watkins, under Steve, the administrator.
The assistant, John.
Assistant.
Assistant fiscal officer.
Yes, thank you. So the Board of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in regular meeting at 12 o'clock on the 26th, so it's not 12 o'clock, so it would actually be at 9:15, August 26th, 2024. The trustees marked below made a motion for the adoption of the follow resolution, where the Board of Franklin Township Trustee, Franklin County, Ohio, has adopted a resolution approving a change of job title for Robin Watkins, Assistant Fiscal Officer, to Payroll Specialist. This position of Payroll Specialist will report directly to the Township Administrator and will no longer be an employee for the fiscal office. Such changes will be made, be a lateral move, and all other conditions and current collection bargaining agreement remain in effect and under the change outlines above are affected immediately. So with that, sir, if there's any questions, if there's none, I would ask for a second on that.
I will second it, but I believe Ms. Watkins wanted to say something this morning.
Do we want to go through this?
You guys can go through.
Okay. Go ahead and call for the, I'll call for the vote since we have a second.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
I'm recusing myself.
Smart move. All right. Ms. Watkins, you'd asked to speak this morning, and I will allow you some time.
This is going to be very brief.
Uh-huh.
I know you guys have things to do. I just want to take a moment to thank each one of you. John?
Yes.
You reached out and called me, and I want to thank you for that.
Sure.
Didn't go unnoticed, and it wasn't prompted. And I know maybe people know this or don't, but, you know, we've known each other a long time. You know, I went back and thought over the weekend. I had to laugh because, like, 12 years ago, we had our boots on the ground at 10 a.m. and
mm-hmm.
we're out knocking on doors and we're talking about various things. I remember when you had your dog Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just I appreciate the support. And it doesn't go unnoticed, and it means a lot. So, and then Jim, you called me as well. Even though you were going through a medical condition,
mm-hmm.
I admire you for doing that and taking the time from what you were going through to call me. And so I just wanted to let both of you know how much I appreciated your call, that it means a lot. And that this was a collaborative effort, I understand. But that's really all I had this morning.
Well, you know, a lot of times people don't see eye to eye, but the difference between right is right and wrong is wrong, and what can be tolerated and what can't. It's funny, in the world of, I'm going to call it local government, sometimes it can be tough depending on which side you're on, if you're the employee or you're the employer, and not everyone sees why someone does something. But when something like this happens, you set those aside because you can't treat people that way or ask them to work in conditions that are becoming of that person. And I think the whole board recognized that each of us have different opinions and et cetera. But the bottom line is a hostile work environment is not good for anyone. So.
Very, thank you. Well, that's all I had, gentlemen. I didn't want to keep you any longer.
I have one thing. We cleared up, we changed Mr. Stevens's MOU some time ago. Has those hours been moved from, let me get this right, comp time to flex time?
They've not currently been moved because I was instructed not to do that by my previous supervisor prior to 2 minutes ago. So if the board gives that directive.
I'll make a motion that we, with the MOU change, that we will go ahead and move those hours over, and that way he can use them while he's dealing with his medical issue.
Okay.
If there's not, ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Can I say that again? I didn't hear you.
You didn't hear me say yes?
No, I was hoping you wasn't going to say that. Who are we on? Who's time?
Jim Stevens.
Okay, yes, yeah. Jim Stevens.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Jim Stevens' time.
I apologize. My apologies. Oh. I thought it was Robin's time.
No.
I wouldn't ask Robin to move her time.
No, I can't move my own time.
Whew.
No. This is all about Jim Stevens.
Am I turning red yet?
Yeah.
You are.
You're big red.
I'm in your ears, John. What's going on?
I will adjourn this meeting.
We're adjourned.
I was thinking that you...